Hey, brother.
Hello, Uncle Odd.
Did you just hear that the head of the National Guard just announced a peaceful transition to military power?
I did not. Oh, you mean that? Wait, there was something that was on earlier from maybe a few this morning, but that guy didn't even look real. Is that who you're talking about?
I don't know. Let me send you the link and then take a look at it and then call.
That guy didn't look real. The guy with the mask over his face.
Yeah, you didn't think so?
No, that doesn't look too real to me. Why wouldn't you show your face?
Well, he's the guy. He was interviewed on. He said it on mainstream media.
Well,
he's
I
being
know.
Being interviewed by NBC.
Yeah, well, mainstream media, they're the enemy, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I did see that. I thought there was something more recent. I'm waiting for more recent stuff.
More recent, that was just this morning, or today.
Yeah, no, that was this morning. I haven't I've been busy all day, so I haven't. I thought maybe you had some new stuff, because there's got to be lots of new stuff now and down into tomorrow. There's going
to
be.
Well, I just saw that they released the tape of Biden talking to Ukraine. Did you see that one?
Biden talking to who?
They have a Ukraine. You know, when they were talking about he didn't know anything about Ukraine and he didn't put any pressure on him and Russia, Russia, Russia and all that. They leaked a tape of Biden. I can send you that.
No,
all
please.
I know is
please don't.
And
I'm gonna delete the Simon Park video because it doesn't. That
okay.
Guy.
No worries.
A day before I had said that I'm pretty sure he's just part of the Q nonsense, disinformation, misinformation. So I know it's on your channel. But we'll see what. I'll wait till tomorrow. But I'll probably
wait till tomorrow. Yeah, delete it if it's...
I don't even put a lot of Amazing Polly stuff on because she's giddy about Q. She's just wanking on the guy all the time. She just her latest video the same way. Now, I know I said...
Well, let me just submit that what if they're right? It's like going to be self-evident within 24 hours.
They haven't been so far, but
if
I do like your talk, guy, he's entertaining. You know, he's on Wikipedia, eh? The actual guy.
Who?
I don't know, the guy named Vox Day. His real name. He has a whole profile on Wikipedia. Did you know that?
Yeah, but Wikipedia is the enemy, and so Social Galactic is the alternative to Wikipedia, to where it's not slanted. I mean, it's just the real shit. So, Vox fights Wikipedia. He's like, it's like giving any credibility to CNN.
Oh, I agree.
Wikipedia is in the same bucket.
Yeah, I agree. It's controlled by the intelligence agencies and the military. Who else has the time to be on an assigned set of pages all day long? I've heard you can't even edit your own page if you're famous enough, because someone will just change it back. So
yeah.
I don't even think the original guy who started it, even if he's real, I don't know. He doesn't even like it.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is that it's going to be a crazy next 24 hours, you know?
Well, maybe, yeah, it should, going to be a show.
Regardless.
Probably. I'm not certain about it, but probably. But, you know, Occam's razor is nothing's going to happen, and Biden is just going to stumble in. That'll be it.
What's that, Ab?
Well, probably Occam's razor is nothing's going to happen. That would really be disappointing, wouldn't it?
Yes.
For all the QBs but that's probably what will happen.
Excited about it, because once and for all, we can just put this shit to bed. It's either going to be really, really jaw-dropping, or it's going to be, you know, we told you so. There'll be a lot of we told you so people out there.
Yeah, but on both sides, though. On both sides. Both sides.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know, but I'm open to it. I'm open to, you know, it's kind of fun. It's
entertaining. It's conspiratainment. But on the flip side, well, I know I told you, don't tell me stories about your YouTube channel getting knocked down because they're boring. But my Discord channel was canceled 20 minutes ago.
Oh, wow.
Well, I've told you that once. Now, if I put it up again and it comes down again, I'll promise not to whine to you about it.
Yeah.
Just to be consistent.
Well,
that's the first time my Discord channel's been taken down.
That's crazy. So does that mean that it's everything that's there gone? I mean,
well, of course. How could I get it back? I can't even find. It's off my menu. It's not even there. It never existed.
Let me go to it and see if I can find it.
You won't even have an icon for it.
Wow.
That's how you're erased, sir. That's how you're going to be in the future. You'll be just an icon on somebody's board, and they'll erase you one day, and Todd will never have existed.
That's crazy.
So if you have a picture of yourself, print it out and put it on your wall, because your digital past will be gone.
Jeez. I just got off the phone with the guy who manages my IRA, or so
I know.
I was telling him that I said, is there any harm in just going all cash today, getting out of that, and just sitting on the sidelines until this shit show's over? And he talked me out of it, but he entertained the conspiracy side. He likes talking to me because he said I'm his only client who is wacky that way. So.
Interesting, yeah. I don't think it's ever good to go to cash, but ever. But I'm worried that they'll take all the stock. But then everyone is out in the same mess
here's why he as we were talking out loud how I like he talked me off the ledge. He said, "All right, well, let's look at it both ways." He goes, the market is basically presuming an inauguration of Biden. He said, so there's not going to be any pop, or there's not going to be any drop likely, right? Because if you're right, then he's installed. If he's installed, he's part of the cabal. And, you know, they're going to want to lock you down for 6 weeks so that they could say that worked, and then we're going to go back to normal, and then, you know, they can take a victory lap saying that thank God they came into power, they beat COVID, and look at the market go now. And if Trump is installed, or if it transitions to military power, he goes, yeah, I agree. I think it could take a dip. That would be a surprise. He said, but what would happen is then if all of this is true, one would have to think that the market would say, well, remember back when, before all of this bullshit came out, the economy was just on fire? Well, don't you think that with Trump now back in charge without the resistance, that, you know, it's going to go up? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, look. The odds of you being right, or the conspiracy guys being right, is probably pretty small. You said so. I wouldn't want to make any sweeping decisions based upon the Q-tards.
Yeah, well, the market's always right, and the market is the collective wisdom of everybody.
Yeah,
that's what it represents. So if everyone thought things were going to hell, they'd be out of it. and the market would crash. But it only swings by the day. So you should never, unless you're crazy, day trading is very dangerous. So you shouldn't even be a day trader. So you buy and hold.
With the crypto, investments and whatnot, I decided to just get off the exchange and put it to a cold storage wallet and just put it away because it's so tempting when it goes up to go to cash and then you have some additional, you know, like I'm up just in a couple of weeks. I'm up like almost 10 grand. It's scary, you know, on a 20 grand investment. And so it's very tempting. You're like, whoa, you know.
What is your guy say about it? Did you ask him about?
They don't do any. It's Merrill Lynch. They don't they don't trade anything associated with marijuana stocks, and they don't do anything associated with crypto because it's just, you know, it's too volatile, and you know it's just not what they do. And he said ... yet.
Is marijuana is a federal drug. It's a drug that's banned across state lines, I believe. But you can many states it's legal. But it's a federally controlled substance.
There are companies out there you can invest in, but their take on it right now is that, you know, they don't know how much of that is illegal. He says, like, you know, your local Coke dealer, you know, you never know what becomes legal, but you really don't want to get into that game. I mean, they have too much to lose, these institutional investors, right? So,
they don't need the friends.
No, that's right. So, but he says, I have a lot of clients that were really pissed at me because I told them we don't do that. And he's like, they can take their money elsewhere if they want to go it alone. But so anyway, it's all going to be interesting. The next 24 hours is going to be really interesting, I tell you.
Yeah, probably.
Can't believe your Discord got deleted. That just is crazy.
Why? It follows the exact path of what's been happening. I'm surprised it lasted so long. I actually don't like it because one reason I don't like it is because everyone posts there. I don't read most of it. It's too much, and it scrolls all over the place. And I it's just one more place to manage for me. So I don't really care.
I agree. Yeah. I think Telegram is going to be next.
Yes. I wonder who owns that for realsies. It must be the United States intelligence agencies. They must own it. They have to.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's being set up for a fall as we speak. Apple is allegedly being sued to stop listing it. And Apple, this is why I hate Apple, because they control their phone. They control everything that goes on it. And I can't even give you the FacoTube app for Apple to put on it because Apple has the source code on their servers and they're the ones that compile it. I cannot compile the source code in something you can run independent of Apple.
Hey, can I make a polite request if you can do it? Is it possible to move FacoTube, the trending from the first one to one that's below, because it would be nice if the most recent was the top one, because it's always Tom Barnett when you arrive there. It just looks like it's a static website.
I'll do that. The guy upgraded the software and he screwed everything up for me, so now I got to go back and try and put it back the way it was. But I'll try and figure it out again. The trending thing is not really trending either. I don't even know how he calculates that. So I took it off before. Now I got to do it all over again and try and remember what I did. So I'll do that. I will do that. No, I don't even like the color scheme and all that crap. But anyway,
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I went to my Coinbase and they halted trading of XRP, so it's like,
yeah, that's Ripple.
It can't be gone. I got to get this shit off this exchange.
Wait, do you own Ripple or XRP?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't get into that. I didn't do any of that because I didn't even know what it was.
They've been talking about that for a while, though. No, I know, but I thought it is the 19th. They said that they were going to halt trading on the 19th, so it hasn't gone away, but they're still there,
not,
so my coins
it's just
are still...
It's not liquid.
Exactly. So that's okay. I just got to get... I got my cold storage wallet, but I haven't set it up. Okay, this makes it urgent that I get this shit off of here and just put it. It makes me nervous. All of a sudden, my portfolio went down by 10 grand, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. What a wonderful world, eh?
Jesus. That kind of made me swallow hard.
Yes, sir.
Here I am just doing this, little dopamine hit to where it's kind of nice. Just open it up and see if it's up because the crypto market's up, and all of a sudden I'm like looking at a lot less than I had. Ooh, okay. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah,
wow.
Very speculative. Be careful.
That's it for me. I'm going to put this shit in my cold storage wallet and then forget about it.
It might be wise.
Because it can drive you.
Yeah, it's very
agitating. It can drive you nuts. Yeah, it can drive you nuts. I mean, going up and down, and then you feel like you missed out on something, and then you're, you know. But, you know, I want to be one of those guys that wakes up, you know, 2 years from now, and the SEC suit has been settled, and XRP is now.
Yeah. By the way, I kind of like Spike, and this was given to me by my own father, believe it or not. Because we were talking about WhatsApp and all these centralized servers, and Spike is an interesting little app for your phone. You can get it for your phone and your computer.
Yep.
And what it is...
I downloaded it.
It's not bad. I kind of like it. It's you own your own data. Again, it just uses your email. It'll download a lot of your email, put it on its server. And
so,
do
you use any email address? I mean, I like have a dozen email addresses, but
yes, you can use any email address.
Okay, that's where I stalled because it asked me for my email address and then it wanted my password. And
Well, it needs your password to get in your email, so you have to get over that one little thing. So it's just so it can log in. It says it encrypts your password.
Okay.
But you can change your email password every now and then.
But that then just gets you, so you need one email address to get on the platform to get it using it. And then.
That's right. And what it does what it does is
go ahead.
It's just using your email and turning it into a chat. So it basically just takes all the headers and subjects off and displays it as a chat. And that way, all the interchanges are still emails on your own email server. So you don't lose all the data. It's yours. You own the data. They just copy it onto their server. A lot of it, not all of it. And so it makes it faster. And then it also knows when you're online, so it records that on it. It has its own servers. Because I asked the guy, I said, why do we need data with you if we own data? Why do we need server space for the data, the email? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought something Funny here. And also, they have a lot of other features that I probably won't use, like notes. You can make notes. And they do have a video conferencing service where you don't need any kind of login at all. You can do a video conference through the browser that works quite well. And I don't think there's central servers for that. So I can just, I can start a video conference and just give you a link, a unique link, and you go to it and we're all there. No one has to log in.
Oh, that's cool.
There's no account. It's free.
So that, so that's kind of like Discord, right?
Yes. But I don't think there's even a central server. They would only...
So what? Yeah. So tell me, educate me, what is the utility of Spike? What is it, what is it like? What does it replace? What's the utility?
It's like Telegram and WhatsApp, except it doesn't have a central server, and it uses your own email, which is the number... This guy said email is the number one decentralized platform that nobody can take down. But it's just not sexy, like a chatting app. So the back end of Spike is using everyone's own email server, whether you use Gmail or Microsoft or you're smart enough like me to have your own server so no one's reading your data. That's what it is. And you can, and because when we connect on Spike, we can also phone each other. And I don't think it goes through a central server. It just sets up a voice connection between you and me. I think we're connected directly. The only thing it would probably store is our IP, so it knows how to connect us. Because obviously, I can't connect to you without your IP. But I don't think the voice chat goes through their server. I just think it's less centralized. I'm not totally sure how it works, but that's what I think it does.
Okay.
Well, it's worth a try.
So you use Gmail. Obviously, Google is reading all our Gmail, right?
Well, I don't use Gmail.
For those of us who aren't smart, like you.
No, you could. You're smart. Right. You could get it going. You should get your own email server, just like Hillary and me.
I could, so you'd suggest getting your own server.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, I would, for sure.
Is that easy to do? I haven't even thought about it.
Yes, it's easy to do.
Okay.
I'll just give you a link and you can get going. Not hard.
Okay. Okay.
Get a domain that you like, any domain.
Okay.
UncleOdd.com.
Okay. I think I even have that.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah, you can do that. It's not hard. But it just looks like they're just gonna really start controlling the world through corporations, and big tech is a big part of the world.
Right.
Because you can do so much more with corporate policy than you can with these pesky democratic laws. Laws are a pain in the ass to pass.
That's a very good point.
And if you think that corporations are going to take over the world, they certainly have been flexing their muscles.
Yeah.
And corporations are not democracies. They're not democratic. That's the problem. You don't have any say in corporate policy unless you are a big shareholder. Even little shareholders, because I'm a little shareholder of many companies, and it's funny, whenever there's a shareholder proposal at a meeting, they always recommend it voted down every single time, because the board of directors always recommends how you vote. And it's always against a shareholder proposal that gets on the annual meeting agenda. It's funny. It's really amusing, actually. So, in other words, you don't have a chance.
Right. Right. Right.
Unless you're the majority shareholder. That's the only way you could get in there.
Yeah.
So war game this out with me, Ab. Let's say that this is true, that power has been transferred to the military. Let's just say that that's true. What does that look like? What does that look like? What does that mean?
I actually posted a really kooky video by a Canadian woman. What she said is that Trump will be inaugurated on March 7th as the 19th president of the United States, the old United States, not the new one. The new one started in 1871. I thought that was my favorite Q-tard type thing I read.
And I like that. That's interesting.
Because in 1871, it became a corporation controlled by the City of London, Vatican, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And Ulysses S. Grant was the last president of the old United States of America. And that's before.
Yeah.
And then she said after that, they put the gold trim around the flag and put the little whatever it is on the top of the flagpole, whatever symbol that is. A horse or something.
So that's on FacoTube?
No, I didn't put that on. It was a little too wacky. I think I put it on savechat.fakeologist.com. Or I might have put it in the Telegram. That's what I mean. There's too many places to put crap.
Can you send me a link to it when you find it? I'd love to look.
I'm going to put it. I might have even put it in Uncle Odd's discussion group. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, there's just too many places to put stuff now.
Yeah, I agree.
But I thought that was pretty good. So she said military rule would be enforced between tomorrow and March.
Yeah.
And Trump would be the 19th president of the United States. That one I really like.
If that was the case, man, that would be so fun. I mean, for those of us who like this shit, right? That would be fun. Just that historical ride, you know,
and see everybody's heads
explode.
Yeah, she was funny. Let me just see.
Was she?
It's wackadoodle, but on the other hand, I kind of like it.
Yeah, I agree.
But she kind of goes. Oh, here it is. I'm going to put it on. Okay, it's on Fakeologist Telegram. I'm going to put it.
Put it in Uncle Odd.
I'll put it in Uncle Odd. I don't know if someone else has already done it, but we'll see. See, I got one guy, Benoit. He's my Discord guy. He runs the server in a way. And he never goes to my website, which is kind of what I was talking about. So he never goes to my website. So he has no idea what I talk about, which kind of annoys me in a way. Remember I was bugging you to go to my website, and I don't know if you do either.
Oh, I do every day because I finally had to sign up for your emails, and then when I get your emails, they pop up. And
yeah,
I take
good.
A
good,
look
good.
At it, and if it's
oh, that's
if
good.
It's interesting, I watch it. And what my habit has been, especially if there's any YouTube links, is I'll hit the link, and then it shows up in my history. So then I can go back. I'm one of those odd people who I have to have something to go to sleep to. I know that's horrible, but
right.
I've been that way my whole life.
So that's
what I do. I go back into my history, and I'll click on, and usually I'm watching something that you've posted.
Oh, cool. Thank you. No, that's fine. I don't mind you go to sleep on my son. I fall asleep on everything. No big deal. I'm not insulted in any way. That's cool, man.
Well, you have some of the people who say, you know, that the blue whatever – you know, anything with your cell phone is going to disrupt your sleep, and you shouldn't even have your Wi-Fi on while you go to sleep and all that shit. And so, but.
Well, it's probably sort of true. But you know, the flickering light of your screen is no good for your brain. I agree with that. Because it just keeps you hyper.
Yeah, I don't watch it. I just, I turn it on. I put my phone so it's on the dimmest view and it's facing up so the speaker's facing to me.
Yeah.
And then I just fall asleep listening to it, and, you know, it's it works for me. So, man, I got to tell you, my heart dropped a little bit when I saw my portfolio drop 10,000. It was like,
oh, yeah.
Well, that's a lesson learned.
Yeah, so Benoit, I sent Benoit a link to my blog, and he still won't go to the blog and read my explanation of what happened.
That's funny.
Man,
what's he going to do now? What's he going to do now? Did everyone on your Discord server, I mean, can you communicate with them through email? Is most people signed up to your email?
Well, anyone that knows Fakeologist knows it's a blog first, so they can go there and read and sign up, which is what I wanted them to do in the first place. I really want people to use my own forum because nobody uses them. It's not that hard.
And, you know, you know why nobody uses it? It's because every time you go there, you have to frickin' log in. At least on my iPhone, and it just is like...
you can save your login, but there are apps...
No, it doesn't work.
Okay, there are apps to use the forum. One of them is called Tapitalk, and you're always logged in that way. And I use Tapitalk, Tapatalk. I use it for all the forums I go to, even for my my car. It has forums. Yeah. It's an app, and I know you like apps. Most people like apps. And it's easy to post and easy to read. So it does work. It's not quite as colorful as Discord, but it works.
So it's Tapatalk?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you can get it.
I'll download it tonight.
Oh, so
dude,
Gareth.
You are going to... You are gonna die when you see my next video that I'm gonna post. It is my second installment of the 50 answers to why aren't you wearing a mask. It is so funny. I mean, I'm not rehinging my shoulder and patting myself on the back, but as I recorded it and I'm going back and editing it, I think everyone's gonna love it. It's funny.
Yeah. Okay, where is it?
Oh, I haven't posted it yet. I'm final editing it. I have about another hour of editing to go. And there's no rush, so I thought I would do that. I'd post it when I know that we're going to go, when we're going to, you know, do a show. Then I can talk about it too. It's funny.
Are we doing a show tonight?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
Oh, you want to?
Yeah, and I wanted you to look in the Streamlabs because I sent you a message somewhere. See, there's so many places to send you messages, I don't even know where I sent it to you. I sent you a message somewhere for you to join Streamlabs because you can stream to multiple places. I think it's $25 a month. And
I did join them.
Oh, yeah.
Remember we
tried? So you can take Super Chat because the guys that use YouTube use Streamlabs to take the money because you get all of it, not 70%. And you should take donations. Why not?
No, I know. It's just that it was the whole Zoom thing to Streamlabs to – it was just – it didn't.
You don't need,
get it to work.
You don't need Zoom. You can go – Streamlabs works on its own. You don't even need Zoom. The only thing is that I don't like Zoom for many reasons. Number one, it popped up at the beginning of the pandemic. That's too coincidental for me. So that means the DVBs are definitely running that thing. No doubt in my mind. Okay, that's fine. And it doesn't work that well, but you like it. But the only other advantage, you can phone in. They have the phone network connected to it, which is, that's handy. But on the other hand, the phone calls are low fidelity, so they don't sound very good. So you don't really want to encourage people to use the phone because it doesn't sound that great.
Yeah.
And anyone right. has a computer or a tablet or a smartphone, they're a dime a dozen. So that should just encourage people to get something on the Wi-Fi connection, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm not opposed to trying it. It's like everything. Right now, there's so many different things, and everything is in such a flux. And it's like you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. And then my other operating reality is, you know, I have a job. So it's like I need to focus a lot on my new initiatives that I'm working on. So it's like it's just priorities, you know.
I know. We all are busy.
Yeah. And I think people, we've talked about it before, but I think people are fatigued on all this shit. So
oh, yeah, that's exhausting.
Through the next couple days, take a deep breath, you know, and just see where everything settles. I mean, but what we know is anything that can be censored will.
Well, yeah,
it's pretty nuts. I cannot believe you got shit canned off of Discord. That just boggles my mind.
Really?
I mean, I
can't
why?
Believe, because the Ice Age farmer was banned a couple months ago, and he's talking truth about the food chain.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's why, I mean, I follow him and his discussion on Telegram.
Oh, yeah.
And, man, it's just like, there's so many, that's the other thing, is you start following some of these, and you get all these notifications all the time. And after a while, you just kind of ignore them because you're like, fuck, you know, everybody, it's like so much, you know. That's why I like FakoTube.
I like it too.
I know, I say it all the time. I like the curation. I still think anybody who doesn't subscribe to FakoTube is nuts. Anybody with a alternative view who's open to it. I mean,
yeah.
why would you not have that be kind of one of your first stops every day? I don't know.
Yeah, I put Amanda's latest rant. Somebody put together an Amanda rant. Actually, it's another guy who clipped her video. I didn't even see the original. She's really good.
Man, did you see the one that I posted of the Johns Hopkins person through the CDC data?
No, what's that? When was that? Oh
my gosh, you got to watch it. I posted it today, and I posted it in the Telegram because it's the only thing that I think is going to come close to persuading my wife. And you have to understand, this is Johns Hopkins. You know, there's a DBB you can get, and this lady is doing a presentation of the CDC data. And she's going through it, and she's showing that there's no increased deaths. And the moral of the story is that they manufactured these spikes by just borrowing from other causes of death. And then she makes the comment. She says, guys, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just exploring the data. So she's as surprised as everyone when she dissects it, but she goes through and she downloaded, you know, their Excel files to be able to do all the – And it is a great presentation, man. It is a great it demonstrates fully it's all bullshit. Think I lost you.
No, I'm here. I was just listening. I had to mute you for a second. Still running around town, my man.
No problem. So hey, it's 4:54. I have my new boss is calling me at 5:00. I say new boss. It's just I've been assigned to a new portfolio company to help them. And so,
did you want to do something tonight?
You know what? I'd rather
before inauguration.
Honestly, I would rather finish editing my video. And,
all right.
And focus on that, and I want to focus on getting my crypto off the exchange.
Let's
do something tomorrow night or Thursday. Maybe Thursday would be the best, because then we can that would be fun, because it's like everything else. My new one-liner is, I'll believe it when it's yesterday's news. That's the only thing I'm believing these days. Yeah. And so then we'll be in a position, we can even call the show that, you know, we'll believe it when it's yesterday news. So we can report on all of this on Thursday. That would be fun. Let's do that.
Okay. The only reason is sometimes I have more time, because I'm not doing too much in the mornings, because things are going all over the place haywire on me now. My business is getting screwed up. Yeah.
Why?
Oh, just our company is just doing different things and screwing things up. So, my business fluctuates too.
I see.
I just have more time in the morning, so I don't have to get up so early on many days. But I don't know. I know tomorrow I don't have anything in the early morning to do, so I can sleep in a bit. I don't know about the next day, though, you see. That's why I say I go day by day. So I know for sure I don't have to get up in the morning, early in the morning. But now my wife tells me, you'll love this. She says, well, if you're home in the morning, you can go to Costco with me.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no. I don't really want to go. You're doing a great job on that Costco account. And you don't think you need me. But I had to go to Costco with my bank robber ski mask to go get my my annual rebate on my credit card. Yeah, they make you come in the store, which I know is a trick to spend the money. They won't put it on your account. It's a pretty good trick.
So the rebates are out already, because I'm supposed to get my rebate, and they canceled me, but they didn't cancel my card. So I want my $600.
Woo-wee! I don't get half of that. I get a little bit, but barely worth it. Yeah. Mine was out, but you guys use Visa. We use MasterCard up here.
Oh.
So, might be a different time of year.
Yeah, I thought it was March.
Yeah, I always take the cash on all these rebate cards. I always tell people that collect points that you really are taking your chances when you trust the company to give you your points and turn it into something.
Oh, absolutely.
Like the air miles. I've always had cash rebate cards. I said, just give me the cash, just like George Bush said.
Yep.
Take your cash. I know you probably get more points, but on the other hand, it's too dangerous that you could just devalue the points overnight, which is what they do.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And now my sister puts all her stuff on her air mile, and now you can't fly.
Jeez.
Wow.
I know. I know.
She puts all her business stuff through her air miles thing. And she does fly once a year for free with the entire family, maybe as far as Hawaii. So it's good money, but now I wonder, I should ask her. I should ask her what she's doing.
Yeah. Right. Hey, that'll give you a reason to talk to your sister.
Well, I had to call yesterday because she was going to get the vaccine this week.
Oh, gosh.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
But I the good news is, and she doesn't think it's good news, is they're playing that we don't have enough, so they're closing the clinic early. So they're supposed to be open in Toronto. They've turned the convention center into a vaccine clinic. It's disgusting.
That's crazy. That's
but they're playing that we don't have enough vaccine game. Like, to me, it's a game. It's marketing. It's like, it's all marketing. And I call it the you can't have it marketing, and you need it so bad. And they're just playing with people. It's off the charts. And they don't see it at all. They think the government's incompetent. They think the vaccine companies are incompetent. They said they're the opposite of incompetent.
Yeah. Yeah. It's called pent-up demand. Marketing 101.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want what you can't get.
You want it worse. They're even creating some tension between the few Canadians that went to Florida this year. They're putting stories out there that they're going to Florida just to get the vaccine, and
jeez,
the regular residents of Florida, they're not getting it because the evil Canadians that are soaking up their share. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, I heard that California stopped giving vaccines because they had, oh shit. Hey, this is the CEO.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
See you, bud. Bye-bye.
Well.
Hey, brother, hold on. Ab?
Hey.
Shit. How are you, man?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Fine.
That's the plan.
Just woke up this morning, and woke up, and I just saw all of this, in essence, reconfigured Q shit being propagated, and I'm like, this is like, the crabs. This just isn't going to go away.
I believe you. Yeah, well, they got to sell entertainment. It's entertaining, but it's like candy floss. You can't get enough of it, and it has absolutely zero value.
Right. But the way my mind worked is I saw it, and instead of it springing hope, it just pissed me off. I mean, it pisses me off. I'm like, will you guys just stop? I mean, this is, and I saw your post this morning. I got sucked into it. You got sucked into it. We all did.
A little bit. I think Vox Day is a little Q-ish for me as well. That's probably, I'm really starting to know.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He's part of
that. Oh, yeah. He always. Yeah, I don't know if he started, but he's sure.
Now, the one thing that I'm pretty sure is true. I'm pretty sure that they flipped the election, unless the media.
Yeah.
That night where the numbers went Trump, 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 and then at the last minute they all flipped. And the way that Shiva guy, who I think is real, I hope is real, the way he explained how the algorithm.
Hey, Yana, hold on one sec. This is front and back, just to keep it. Okay. You bet. Sorry, Ab, what did you say?
It's all right. Yana first, Ab second, that's cool. No, just the way the numbers got flipped. The only lesson one should learn from that is we can't let computers count ballots. That should be illegal for at least for the federal balloting. No electronic counting. No electronic.
You guys count ballots up there in Canada, right?
Well, I'm not so sure because someone said, I've voted on every level. The very base municipal level, we fill in a card and it gets counted by a counting machine that's right there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think for the federal level that we use a counting machine. I'm pretty sure it's only at the very base level. And the same old Masons get in every single time at the local level. They don't go away. They're all the same old white men. Not that I'm against white people or men or old or all three at the same time, but I have always thought that everyone should have a chance to run the shit show and nobody should get in. No one should get in more than twice because corruption always settles in after a couple of years. It's just the way we are. It's just a human flaw. We're all flawed. We're all good.
Oh, yeah. If there are term limits or if somebody has the promise that once they serve, they can go into lobbying, I think that should be illegal. I think it should be like the old days, people
Yeah, people went to Washington for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, however many they did, and then they went back home and they, you know, worked their farm or they practiced their law practice or what, you know.
Well, otherwise you're just looking like any other businessman for growth areas for your business. You just want to grow the business.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's right.
And look at Washington. They got into stuff that the federal government was never supposed to have anything to do with. Education, labor.
Oh, yeah.
You name it. Homeland Security.
Yeah.
Come on, man. And now...
Space Force.
Yeah, I never understood. It still doesn't really explain what that is, but Tim Osman, I'm getting back into Tim Osman, because he's pretty sane for the most part. And he was saying...
Yeah, he is.
Space Force is just, it looks like artificial intelligence, Hollywood, CGI, that's what that is. So they have their own division just concentrating on fakery now. I think he's right about that. That's what Space Force is. So all the CGI for the space station and, and all the just doing fakery. For instance, I don't know if you watched Crowdsource the Truth, Jason. He walks he's pretty good. He seems pretty sincere. I think he's on board with a lot of it. We should get him on because he seems like a real guy. And I always say seems like because I've been fooled lots of times.
Yeah.
But he walks around New York City with Charles holding his iPhone out, filming things, including himself.
Yeah.
I don't know how he does it for 2 hours without getting a sore arm. But he does that. And he went to Washington yesterday to film. And he couldn't get near. I don't think he even found a spot to see the Capitol. He was trying to get to the Canadian Embassy where there was a park. And you can see the Capitol miles away, I guess a mile away or so from that spot.
Yeah.
He could not get near. So I was saying in his chat, I was saying, this is great. A great recipe for fakery, because if nobody can get near the Capitol.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that. That was great.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't.
Now they're saying that Spain saw the inauguration 11 hours before the inauguration. How can that be?
Yeah, well, that's the Q thingy, but I think that's misdirection in the sense that. Or maybe it's a hint towards what, do we know what we saw, when we saw it? Because I didn't actually watch it. Because apparently Jason was around at 10 to 12, he was already sworn in. I thought they were pretty strict with the time for me, 12 o'clock. So
If you've taught me anything, it's you cannot trust your TV, A, and B, I now believe that this is all more firmly than ever. I have conceded that this is entirely 100%, Trump included, a script. And so now I'm viewing it differently. Like, I'm not even holding out hope when you talk about we shouldn't have computers counting ballots. There's no elections. There's not. It's all kabuki theater, period. Yeah. End of story. That's where I am in my head. I will never trust any of this shit again. Yeah. I have adopted, and I stated it to a friend yesterday, that I will believe it when it's yesterday's news, A, and I will apply my mental anguish, forces, hope, whatever, on what is in my operating reality, things that I can control, because outside of that, if I can't control something that's happening at the federal level, or if it doesn't affect me, you know, if I can't do anything about it other than be a big mouth, and I'm willing to be a big mouth, you know, for entertainment purposes, perhaps. But I'm just, it's like this NOL bullshit, you know? I'm at the point right now do I even want to finish this, what I started? I don't, does it even matter? Does anything matter? I mean, That Alan Watt series is just fantastic. I just posted it in my Telegram, the 3-part series. I've just listened to the first one, but it was really so well done on talking about how, you know, society has been designed and controlled from a long, long time ago through think tanks that, up to the TV, when the TV came in, you know, that was so pivotal in destroying community
reality.
Because because nobody talked. He said one thing. He goes, I remember when TV came, I guess in the UK, it became like a law that every person had to,
crazy.
To have a TV.
The licensing act, you got to pay for that. That's crazy. I thought that was a joke when I was first told about that years ago.
I know. And what
must pay for that, yeah.
And he said that the thing was, he goes, I remember it like it was yesterday, that there was a park near my home where every weekend, that's where everyone descended to that park. And there was so many kids playing and adults walking around and talking to each other. And he said it just took 2 weeks to where that was a ghost town because everyone was glued to their TV. And he said, think about it now. There are no parks where kids assemble. It's kind of rare. I mean, and even neighborhood.
We got parks, but you go there and everyone's got the TV in their hand. And I'm just as guilty.
Yeah, look, absolutely. So no, and it's like he was talking about sports, how sports is what deballed, you know, anyone who has testosterone, because it allowed you to feel like you're a part of something and relate to something. And so you're glued to your TV all the time instead of actually thinking about what's going on around you and your community. And it just fundamentally changed everything. And so when it was explained like that, I'm like, okay, these fuckers have been designing this for so long, and they're so
good at
evil
it.
In their planning. They're really good at it. You know, really good at it. So, you know, and so last night I was just exhausted, and I'm sitting there, okay, after watching 2 different movies on Netflix at midnight, I'm like, okay, I'm that guy. I'm that guy who goes into an alpha state watching TV and get hypnotized so I can't throw stones in my glass house.
I don't do that. You know? I've never had the patience for sitting for 2 hours. For the most part, I do sit through some, but overall, none. I'm used to it.
And
for pop culture.
And then from sports, I can totally relate to that because, you know, that I'm glued to the TV when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are playing. And But when you just think that through, and everybody can ask themselves, are you guilty? And or are you guilty of looking at your computer in your hand the whole time or whatever?
Oh,
bottom line is, it is taking time away from family and community engagement and conversation, and guilty as fuck here, you know.
I am so guilty.
And I think about how much time did I miss with my kids, with them, my girls growing up, to where we either had the TV babysitting them, or I was watching sports or whatever. And how many, if it were the 1950s, what would I have been doing instead with my kids? Probably developing them differently. Probably, you know, getting into some woodworking or crafts and showing them how to do it. You know, who knows?
Yeah, something more useful, probably.
The Druid Babylonian bastards have been very, very effective, and I can totally see where they mapped it out, that we want to control society without firing a bullet, and this is how we do it. And we're going to control their minds. We're going to control their habits. And then, you know, after TV, you know, then there's the internet, and then there's feeding porn. And he was talking about porn being like drugs and free love was to the 60s. Porn became everyone wants to be a little dirty, you know, do a little something, get away with something. Like kids growing up, you know, that drinking your first beer at 16 when your parents, you're getting away with something.
You know, and that gives you a little dopamine hit. And so they knew this. Drew Babylon. Oh, shit. Hey.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say goodbye. My wife is texting saying she needs help with. She's trying to get out of here, so I'm.
Yeah, no problem, man. Give me a call back.
Okay, bud.
Goodbye.
All right. We'll see you, bud.
Take care, bye.